It's continuing coverage of Iowa Falls Alden Boys Wrestling with head coach Scott Patton. Cadets end up going 3-0 here at a home quad on Thursday night. And, Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. Kind of came down to the wire there at the very end. The very last match ended up deciding it with a 3-0 decision by Keaton Mulford. But, I mean, big picture, you guys go 3-0. You know, how does it feel to, you know, come out of this this thing with, you know, three dual wins here tonight?
Yeah, obviously it's great anytime you can go 3-0 tonight, get three more dual meet wins. Like the last one, like you said, kind of came down to the wire, a little closer than maybe what we expected coming in. But you know, that's good for your kids too, to suffer through some, or not really suffer, but to battle through some of those tough duels, tough matches, and still come out on top. You know, it says a lot about our guys, never quit and kept going.
Yeah, so 37-33 overall in Story. You beat Nevada 51-30 and Ogden 51-24. So pretty similar results there. You guys were able to you have a little bit more breathing room in those two duels. What'd you think about those and how you guys were, for the most part, able to take care of business?
Well, I thought we wrestled really well. Very aggressive. We were the ones coming out and taking the match to them. You know, I think we got the first takedown pretty much all of the matches in those first couple duels. So, you know, that's what we're always shooting for, you know, try and score those first points, then just build on your lead throughout the match.
You had a few guys that went 3-0 here tonight, including Zane Gillespie at 106, Kyler Patton 144, Mulford, I believe, won all of his at 150, and then Trevor Bailey up at 215 as well. I think I covered all of them that went 3-0 on the night. But what did you think of those guys and how they were able to take control and, you know, put together great performances tonight?
Yeah, no, they all wrestled well. And I think, you know, really, you know, as you look up and down our lineup, I think all the guys wrestled well, you know, whether they won or lost. I was pleased with everybody's performance. I don't think anybody really came out flat tonight, which is kind of what you're looking for this time of year as we get close to postseason. We want guys peaking here in a couple weeks. So I think we're getting close to that. Not quite there yet. A few more things we can work on, but I think we're getting there.
And a couple more non-conference dates here before you get that state qualifying meet coming up on the 15th. What's kind of the outlook for this these last few outings of the regular season, things that you can still accomplish, again, before going into that state qualifying meet?
Yeah, just trying to polish everything up, polish up technique. We won't show a whole lot of new stuff this time of year. You know, we'll keep our conditioning going. But really, just like I said, working on the things that we do well, focus on those things, and you know, try and get better each and every day, and look to peak here in, like I said, 2.5 weeks or so.
You bet. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we get out of here for the night?
No, another great night of wrestling, and I appreciate the coverage.